This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Falca. Hong Kong leader Carrie Lam said today she supports the implementation of a mainland Chinese law in the former British colony to respond to foreign sanctions, the strongest signal yet that the city is set to adopt the legislation. But Lam said she would prefer the law to be introduced through Hong Kong legislation rather than Beijing legislation. Under Chinese law, individuals involved in making or implementing discriminatory measures against Chinese citizens could be put on a government anti-sanction list. Critics have warned that the Hong Kong's adoption of the law could undermine its reputation as a global financial hub. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby yesterday, speaking on behalf of Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin, expressed discouragement over the security situation in Afghanistan after the Taliban took control of two more provincial capitals there.
The secretary shares the concern of the international community about the security situation in Afghanistan, which is clearly not going in the right direction. The secretary continues to believe that the Afghan forces have the capability, they have the capacity to make a big difference on the battlefield.
The militants have ramped up their push across much of Afghanistan, turning their guns on provincial capitals after taking large swaths of land in the mostly rural countryside. Sweep comes despite condemnations by the international community and warnings from the United Nations that a military victory and takeover by the Taliban would not be recognized. The U.S. Senate is expected to give its approval today to a $1 trillion bipartisan an infrastructure bill. The package includes about $550 billion in new spending and would pay for roads, water systems, and improving access to broadband internet. This